Hello, this is Yoki Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With the wish that you will enjoy the journey to open up the secret of the life, which is written in a sutra as a code, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Actually, next part of the bow of Dharmakara in Amitāya Sutra, oh, this is embarrassing part, as a male, because people usually or might feel that the Buddhism is discrimination, what this means. Oh, of course, in the beginning, when I saw this part, I thought, what this guy is thinking? Who wrote this part? Anyway, this is what's written here. When I reached Buddhahood, in the world of the Buddha world of in uncountable numbers, and mysterious numbers. If there's a woman, and hear my name. Okay, hear my name. And full of joy, fulfilled with joy, and have faith and wish. The Dharma heart, well, body heart. Well, body heart is the two things. One is to wishing to disappear ego and karma. And another thing is wish to rescue all beings. This is okay, as usual, and this is normal. But next sentence, what is written here is that feelings. Hate the body of the woman as the woman hates her own body as a woman. And what happens after the life, after the passing away, then will change, transform woman to man. Otherwise, I will not get enlightenment. Oh, what this means? The woman will start feeling hate of their own body as a woman. And if they are still a woman, even after the death, I will not get enlightenment. Oh, so therefore, some the female, female nun of the Shin Buddhism, they criticize, oh, this is discrimination part of the Buddhism. Okay, what do you think? In the beginning, I thought, oh, maybe it's hard to be against that opinion. But there were, in the beginning of the Mahayana Buddhism, there were even the female leaders. Female leaders are there. And leading other follower of the Mahayana Buddhism. So, can it be discriminated? It's not possible. Then next what I thought is, maybe this guy who wrote this part, maybe he likes the woman too much and try not to be liked. So he wrote this part. Oh, even the woman herself hates that her own body is their own body, so why not I hate it? You know why I thought about this? You know, because like the boy in elementary school, like until 8 or 9 years old, If there's the girl that he likes so much in the classroom, and then what he cannot say, he tried to pretend that he hates this girl for to pretend to himself and also to other classmates and to be mean to that girl, but actually he really likes. Well, it doesn't happen in the West, I don't know, but in Japan, it happened. Actually, it happened in my classmate in elementary school. Maybe I was the one too, anyway. Well, then next, I remember when I started to receive the dream analyzation of the Jungian sect. The reason why I started this, to get in the dream therapy is because I, at that time, it's really beginning, like I was maybe 27 or something, I also wanted to be a psychotherapist. Well, Tao Shas is like, it's kind of almost like a psychotherapy and manual therapy at the same time. Anyway, at that time, I didn't have that kind of much realization, so I wanted to study, and who studies psychotherapy, especially the Jungian sect, they have to receive the therapy, and so I took a dream therapy. And as you might know, that Jungians psychology, they talk about the anima and animus, that anima is subconsciousness, internal woman in the man. And that psychotherapy said, when I talked about my dream, that I saw the cat, the dying cat, and I'm trying to give that cat the egg, the uncooked egg, and try to make that cat to live. And then when I talked about this dream, that the therapist said, well, maybe you have a problem, maybe you have a problem with the anima, which is my internal female is dying. Well, at that time, because I tried to be strict, not to deal with woman, you know, I really was having strong like determination to that. Well, in many ways, one is because I had a bad experience with woman, and also the other one is I wanted to be a strict priest, you know. Buddhist priest. And I asked question, why the Buddhist priest was supposed to not to touch human, not to see human, not to deal with human. And what he said, well, it's because to stop physical, not to deal with the physical human, then anima will be increased, internal female increase, and try to let you unified with the internal female, and that helps the practice, something like this. Then I finally start to interpret this part to try to avoid physical woman. So because this talking about not female heart, talking about the female body, to cut off the physical part, to connect with and try to increase the increase the heart of the female, internal heart, female in the subconsciousness, and to unify with it will help you to increase, to be unified with the great spirit of universe, because the great spirit of universe has both aspects, the female and male. And now I interpretate this part of it. Unfortunately, for the woman, wasn't dropped off or missing from this bar. That if the woman practitioner or the man practitioner hates their own bodies and not be a man's body anymore. Well, female includes man and woman because we are all produced by female body, mother's body. So please forgive the male and please forgive the sutra. This is not discrimination, this is about unification with the internal other sex and unified with the great spirit of the universe. May you increase that your internal sex to unify with internal sex and increase the unification with the great spirit of the universe. The richness will make you increase the richness of the heart and richness of the life.